Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMorrow, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
How's everyone fucking doing?
God, we're so mature.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be 40 in like 6 minutes.
No, you're not.
What?
You got a little longer.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not 6 minutes. That's several years away.
Hey, man. How long ago was 2.5 years? You remember what you were doing? That's like 6 minutes ago.
It's been a while. We didn't skip last week. But we weren't here last week.
We skipped last week.
And then I was in there the week before.
Oh, are we allowed to listen to the thing that you and
secret?
David
were...
Oh
yeah, there's like a bone, like half of that episode. I don't know if you know this or not. If you were like recap and you skipped it, there's a whole like 30 minutes of just solid gold in there of me and David just riffing.
Mm.
He was like giving me fun things to do and I was doing them. It was great.
Nice.
But we are allowed to listen to that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's me. It's not like, you know, it's me. It was actually me.
Oh, I thought it was like he was going to be asking you like secret DM stuff. I don't know.
I mean, you didn't.
Okay.
Well, now I gotta listen.
No, I have to.
I mean, not just about me.
Speaking of gotta listen / gotta be there, April 27th and 28th, starting at either 10 or 4 p.m. I need to nail that down, is the Geekly Inc. charity stream. It's going to be so much fun. We got so much stuff lined up for you, and this is the 10th year we're doing it. So mark your gallbladder calendars all day long, the 27th and the 28th. Just do it all day for both of them, even though I know for sure it's not both.
But just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got? We got anything else? That's a good one, though.
That's a good one.
It's all right.
I'm so excited.
Hey, let's not toot our dang horns. We're Baptist, by the way.
We're all gonna be at Gen Con, maybe.
Yeah,
I think we are, but
that's in August.
We gotta get a place to stay.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Why?
I mean, I think theoretically, me and you are gonna stay with Michael and Carly.
Okay.
I'm good.
Michael's good.
We'll figure this out off air. I don't feel like everyone needs to hear our logistics.
What's your room number?
You can come and I'll tell you when I get it.
Jennifer and I don't even have tickets.
Correct.
We'll figure all that out. We'll figure it all out.
Previously on Greetings Adventures. What is it?
It's like a big bird. You see the crystal as well.
So are you saying that you want to try to do to sneak up on it and jump on its back?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to climb up that neck.
Cool.
So at this point, I would shoot the grappling hook with the rope and then, you know, in such a way that it goes up over the neck, and then I would command the rope to tie itself around the neck of the bird.
You know, it's weird that I don't see these things coming at this point, but here we go.
Next decade, Michael. Next decade. You'll...
The beast roars in fury and launches itself off of the side of the cliff, and you are both hurtling through the air now.
Oh, fuck.
I did not think for a second that this bird could fly. I'm a Rogue 4, Ranger 2, Fighter 2.
The fact that you multi-class hurts my soul. Like, I fantasize about multi-classing, but then whenever I go to do it, I cannot physically press the buttons to make myself do it.
Just do it. It's so easy.
13 is not going to hit.
I'm crying.
I think she zaps it, and it actually falls, and I think it's gonna whack against the ground.
Hell yeah!
Taking some damage.
Hell yeah!
It takes 2 fall damage.
Hell yeah!
And it is on the ground.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna text Jennifer that Michael's trying to kill Celine,
and it is going to launch itself back into the air. Yeah, and so it just starts hurtling straight down. It impacts the top of this mountain with incredible force. You see Screech fling himself zipping out of the darkness, and you just see all this blood leaking out from the darkness.
How many feathers did I get, Michael, for my own notes?
You got 70 feathers exactly.
70 feathers exactly.
70, wow!
That's pretty great.
My God, I will put that down.
And I gotta assume these are pretty big feathers, right?
Because they're on a dinosaur.
I need them to be a normal size feather.
Oh.
They're a range?
Well, a medium size. The bigger.
Yeah,
it's like a big bird, brother.
Yeah.
What is the quality of feather? Are we looking at like a chicken feather, something cheap? Are we looking at a little more like an ostrich, peacock?
He basically grabbed a handful of like the pubic hair of...
I was on its back. Does this bird have his pubes on his back,
Let
Michael?
Him finish. Let him finish. It's a beautiful bird.
You didn't say that.
Its blowhole is its cloaca.
Uh-huh.
I just assumed that you would have gone for the crotch.
No. God.
Michael's the type of DM that changes the stat block to monsters, but not in the way you think. He moves the pee-pee and the poo-poo all around. Everything's the same, but the dick is somewhere else. It's like, well, the dick isn't really mentioned on the stat block, but yeah, that's how I edited it. I put it in.
It's a surprise where it is.
Mm-hmm. I hated the dick changes that they made in the transition between 4th edition and 5th edition.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, they're just, like, not special anymore.
Yeah, they cut down the number of actions it can do. And
mm-hmm.
Once they made a theater of the mind instead of just showing you the dicks.
Right, the grid.
Right, like, yeah.
I know how many grids my dick is. So I don't know.
But yeah, there's a big old nest. There's a big old nest that you can investigate.
Well, we gotta get in there and get the crystal.
Yeah.
Are the baby birds in there we can fight?
Oh, great question. Yeah, they're eggs.
Roll perception.
Oh, I don't know if I want to fight baby birds.
Why?
Are they cute or are they ugly?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it does make a difference.
Roll perception.
I'm rolling perception right now.
27.
Bet you I can beat that. Hold up.
Let's do it. Bitch, I rolled a 19 plus 8. Let's go.
Jesus. 27 is so good.
Oh my God.
I'll even give you guidance, you ugly motherfucker.
Do it. Okay, give me guidance. Give me guidance. What does that give me? A
D4?
D4. All right. You stupid son of a bitch.
Stupid son of a bitch.
I would have lost. I would have.
Like, are you able to get that high?
Absolutely. Perception. Oh.
I have a 20 wisdom.
I rolled a 1, so I'm putting my dice in the dice jail. Bitch,
get in there.
Wait, what did you roll?
No, you say first. I already said mine.
I got a 16, Michael. I'm not in the... I just...
25, fuck.
Really? That's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah.
I can't believe you got that close.
I wouldn't have with the D4. It was the D4.
If I had any more of my my things left, I'd give you a D8.
Just to beat me, that'd be funny. Yeah, Michael, I believe the 27 is the highest.
You see one extra bird. Congratulations.
You see the bird so clearly, it's fucked up. You're too distracted. Bachman sees the Morse.
Oh my God. There aren't any fucking birds.
Wow.
There are 4 eggs. One of the eggs.
What would I have had to roll to see birds?
Damn it, Michael.
You can't roll to see birds. There are no birds. Sometimes you just can't. But one of the eggs appears to be a crystal.
Ooh.
And you feel... It's almost like a beating heart. You feel like a rhythm.
The fake one has a beating heart?
Yeah.
That means that you're really connected to a crystal. If the crystal pulls you towards, that means it's a crystal you're destined for.
And we're all feeling it, Michael?
Yeah.
I mean, I got the 27.
Not me. I only got a 25.
Just chug.
That just looks like a...
I don't think you would see that at 20, like, if you got beneath a 26. It's kind of my opinion, but...
I agree. So it's just chug.
Guys, I don't know if you've... I know I've been complaining a lot about this side quest, but something about this crystal. I mean, it just gives me warmth and makes me feel good. Makes my feet feel not numb.
Huh.
Let's make a crystal omelet.
No. We can't break that.
Well, you gotta break some eggs to get an omelet.
Yeah, literally.
That's so fair to say that. But again, this is the crystal we came for and they need it to not all die. And I'll go to fucking hell before I break this, because then it would be a whole waste of time, which means we lost making good time on our damn trip.
Should we incubate one or two of these eggs and have a pet
I think we should grab every single one of these fucking eggs.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. How many are there?
There are 3 natural eggs and 1 crystal egg.
We could sell them to the circus!
I would definitely wrap up the eggs. How big are these eggs?
Yeah, they gotta be at least the size of your head, right? Like, they're big.
Like, there's just something about seeing a huge egg that just makes you be like, what Whoa. The fuck? You know what I mean?
I wanna drink that.
Like, an ostrich egg is just so unsettling to see.
It's too big.
Bundle up egg in cloak or blanket cloth of some kind. Mm-hmm. Do we have magic keep egg warm?
I would like to make my egg make me look pregnant.
Not too warm.
Not too
would
warm.
Would you like me to deliver a shock to the egg? Because no. I can do shocking grasp on them.
I think we've had some good? Pretty bad luck with electric-based, non-lethal situations.
Fireball the egg.
I can thaumaturge that won't do anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I will also say the eggs, they're big, and they have spots all over them, like circle-y spots. It kind of looks
Yoshi eggs,
like
yeah,
like a more muted version of a Wonder Bread package.
Oh,
okay, yeah. I think, Michael, we would like to try to cradle all 3 of these as safely as possible with like some of our spare cloaks, sleeping bags.
Yeah.
We should probably take a long rest at the top of this mountain. Yeah, though, is my opinion.
Maybe just sleep in the nest.
Yeah,
it's safe in there.
It is getting late.
Maybe just sleep curled around the eggs to keep them warm.
Yeah,
Michael,
now that we've killed their mother.
Is there any negative to us taking too long? AKA every single stone giant getting eaten by dinosaurs.
Oh yeah,
I don't see a problem with it. It's getting late. It is getting late.
It would be too scary to go down the cliff in the nighttime.
Can Rourke just scream from the top of the cliff so loud that the entire valley is safe?
I do.
Just place. Can we like create like, I don't know, a big funnel that, right. Yeah, Rourke could like play
Stone
out
of? Stone shape, giant funnel, Ricola style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Ricola. And I guess while we're here, let's go around the horn and say our characters.
Yeah.
Class. And what we currently look like.
Yeah, I think because someone was asking for fan art reasons, and it's been a while since they described it.
Chuck is a 6'8 hobgoblin cleric of peace, or peace domain cleric. He's rotund. He's less rotund than he was at the beginning of the campaign because, one, he has better armor, and two, he's been doing so much activity. If you've watched The Simpsons, it's like when Homer got stronger, and so you can see his elbows more. It's mostly that. He has the cool thing that all cool guys in the past with swords have. Side of his head is shaved, so there's like stubbly gray, and he has blue tattoos on the side of his head, kind of orange skin. He has tattoos on his left arm that are just green, lime green rings. His armor is like a mix of like a green leather like doublet over it, like padded armor, with a little bit of plate armor, depending on the weather, either under or over. And then, yeah, just kind of like normal pants, normal shoes.
Did you say you're racing class?
I did.
Oh, I missed it.
Hobgoblin, Peace Domain Cleric. He uses a shield and a mace that looks like a ball of wines or like some of those wicker things you can get at that boring people buy for their house.
We love that.
I like to play with them.
A bowl of balls.
I love to play with them, but it's like more tightly packed.
Yeah.
And black and gray hair.
Nice.
Big beard.
Celine, she's had a bit of a drastic change. As if you remember back in the beginning of the campaign, she had long black hair that was in the Hime cut with the blunt bangs. But these days, she's got blonde hair that's short because she chopped it off. And I think she's still wearing... Oh, she's a human sorcerer, by the way. And she's still wearing, like, let's say a black cloak. I feel like... If Celine hasn't gotten pants yet, I feel like she might need to get pants at some point. Maybe I don't. Maybe I'm still rocking the skirt. That feels like not great for the things that we're doing. So
you
maybe
don't
when
a cave
Celine
in a skirt either. You've been down there for a while, or you were down there for a while.
Yeah, but I like the idea that Celine's like, when I get back to the circus, I got to get some pants. So yeah, I think now she's just kind of wearing a pretty generic like magic-y person like cloak and a plain looking dress.
Rourke is a bard or half orc. I don't know why I forgot. And she also has orangish skin, similar to Chuck, with white hair. And she is, I feel like her style changes based off of the music that she's currently listening to. And so she's been playing these, I feel like having to fight off dinosaurs, fending off dinosaurs from stone giants sounds pretty metal. So she's wearing like your quintessential, like early 2000s, late 90s JNCO jeans, some like kind of industry metal style, stuff, rave gear. That kind of outfit, and she has a rapier, and then her mandolin, and several other, a dulcimer, and a pan flute, very random musical instruments all over her.
Screech, typically under normal circumstances should be in complete disguise, wearing a dog costume. The dog costume is a kind of like a golden doodle, with eye stalks coming out of the helmet, going by the name Beholder Doodle. However, since Screech's identity was revealed to the rest of the party, Celine was the most shocked to learn it.
That's canon.
He started to get real lax with it. So his costume is like half on. If you picture wearing your backpack with only one strap, but not nearly as cool.
It's like looking like it's just like falling off.
yeah, it's falling off. You can clearly see my face, and I'm just a rich boy, probably with some sort of like slick back high fade kind of thing. You know, a real Bruce Wayne type, but with much less money.
Someone in the chat asked for Celine's height. I think I decided that Celine's like 5'8", 5'9". I think she's not super short.
Sweet. And I think that you currently are traveling just with yourselves, right? You don't have any hangers on.
Yeah.
No wards, no jokesters, no anyone.
No dragons.
Screech's dick is 4-inch flaccid, 1-inch rock hard, and 2 inches around.
Yeah. That's the most important.
That's very important.
We gotta know.
They say you shouldn't leave that to dice roll, but what do they know? Are you gonna set up watch?
That's a good idea, Michael.
We probably should set up watch. Most likely.
I mean, do whatever you want.
I can take first and like play music.
Okay.
I'll play music through first and second shift.
Do we need the music all the way up here, Michael?
We don't know. So I figure if we do it, if I can do it through as much as I can and then pray for the rest of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're way.
I don't know if I can sleep with music. Is there any way you can play white noise?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Could you just like, I mean, would I rather be eaten by Tyrannosaurus Rex or have my sleep interrupted by music?
Yeah, I got this. Rourke takes out an assortment of things and just you hear.
I'll take second.
I guess Ling will take third.
All right, Screech will take last.
How is the nest for us?
It's full of rocks and bird shit. It's comfortable. It's great. It's so nice. It's like identical to Rescuers Down Under. All right, you all go to sleep. Except for Rourke. Rourke, go ahead and roll perception for me. Why?
10.
10?
Yeah, 10.
All right, yeah. Just doing your thing. You're playing music, right?
Yeah, I'm playing white noise.
You're playing white noise.
This next song's called Airplane Cabin.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Your shift passes uneventfully.
I go wake up Chuck.
That's me.
It is time.
Hey, good morning. Is it morning already? Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, it's like a later night than what it was earlier.
Sleep next to the egg. I want to make sure it stays warm.
I cuddle with the egg.
Perception check, Michael?
Yes, please.
That's a 24. And Chuck will probably be like, boo boo doo boo 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 boo. My Sharona.
So you're doing that, and then you stop. You get a little tired, and you stop, and then in the darkness, you feel like you see eyes in the night.
My Sharona.
And then you start singing again, and they fade back away.
I stop again on purpose.
They're back.
I wait another second.
You see another set of eyes.
I start back up.
Are you singing these things to sleep? Is that the deal?
They hate music like your children. So, yeah, I spend the rest of my watch doing this over and over and over again.
And, yeah, it seems to keep them at bay.
The pattern holds?
Pattern holds.
All right, at the end of my watch, I go. Wake Celine up. You're next.
Yeah, Celine wakes up and she has drool, like, all down the side of her face. It's like all on her arm.
Bad news. You kind of have to sing to keep dinosaurs away.
Wait, what? I have to sing?
I know. I was just doing it just to be cautious. And then I stopped and I started to see eyes. My Sharona.
Okay. Well, but I mean, I guess you guys.
My song was very good.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be good. Okay, no. Cool. Cool.
All right. Well, good luck. Bye.
So a perception roll, Michael?
You can roll perception if you want, but I'm going to need you to roll performance.
Yo!
That's great for me, actually.
Oh yeah, the charisma character.
That is a 14. Oh, Celine is singing. Da 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 da
da da da da da. All right. Yeah, you seem to be able to sing them away. Keep them, but you don't even see. Are you looking for eyes? Are you looking?
I imagine Celeste just has her eyes closed and she's just singing. Her fists are
closed. It's called watch, not listen.
Okay, I don't keep them fully closed, but I am scared. Yeah. I have them squinted open like I'm afraid.
And you can absolutely listen to them all. So that was a little joke just for Celine King. It was a little laughter.
Every once in a while, you feel like you catch a glimpse of something, but then it's gone.
the hard glass.
Okay. But then your shift's over.
All right. And Celine walks over to Screech and gently, like, pats at first. And then shake.
Give me my money. Okay.
Is it my
Screech, your turn. So, yeah, you're going to have to sing. Saw some eyes out there. Good luck. I'm getting back in the nest.
Screech walks away. He's like, 850 IS, if you need a lift, who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rocket South Street. Who went 2/5?
Roll performance for me, please.
11. Don't look at me like that. It's a good roll for me.
I'm not sure it's music. I'm not sure what you're doing is music.
Whoa, rap's not music? Wow. Wow. Whoa. The guy that listens more rap than any of us.
Hot take.
No.
Cream to the maximum. I'll be asking him, would you like to bronze with a brother that's platinum? Never too low attacking him. Rather play low attacking him. Platinum.
Don't give too much away.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So go ahead and hit that long rest button.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Take that.
As the sun is rising.
No.
What is Screech doing? He's just singing. What else is he doing besides singing?
Are you dancing?
Sure. Yeah. I'll give a little.
Are you getting jiggy with it?
I'll shake my ass.
Well, you wake up to, I don't know what. Screech is Screech gonna yell when he sees the velociraptors entering the camp, or
they're in the camp.
Rook, sing.
Yeah. Screech should scream.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Initiative.
What?
What if our singing kept the dinosaurs away?
It did it almost the whole night.
Oh man.
Well, okay.
20.
18.
So what happens when you roll an 11? For performance.
I got a 20 also.
Oh my god. I got a 30.
What the fuck?
Holy what shit. The fuck?
Jesus.
Oh, you're rogue. That's why.
You
have rogue.
That's a little reductive to call me a rogue.
You have rogue.
Yeah, among other things, you are a rogue. Yeah. These velociraptors are about to get their asses handed to them.
I need one of those plaques that are like, yes, I have some people who love me, some people, but it's just a list of all my classes.
Yes.
And Chuck is not a morning person. I didn't want to put that out there. Okay, gang?
Who's going first, Celine or Rourke?
Celine can go first. I don't care.
But Bachman's going to be the first.
Well, yeah, but out of us two.
What does it look like when they die?
What if they're immortal?
Wait, there's immortal velociraptors?
Do these dinosaurs have feathers?
Yes.
Fuck.
These ones have so many feathers.
Oh my god.
Kill them.
More than 70?
Yeah, like 1,000.
They have 1,000 feathers?
Yes. Exactly.
I'm so thirsty for these feathers.
Oh my god. What color are they?
I almost don't care.
Wow.
They're velociraptor color. There are 3 of them.
They're velociraptor color, he says.
They're yellow. They're bright yellow.
Ah! It's a whole bunch of big birds coming at us.
Are they in like a close pack or are they trying to flank us like Jurassic Park?
They do hunt in packs, I believe.
They hunt in packs, but they've surrounded you.
Yeah, they do split off. That's both things can be true. Fuck.
Okay, are you ready for me?
Oh, I actually didn't roll for there.
These raptors aren't ready for me.
Turns out they're not clever girls.
You think I won't blow my action surge right after a long rest?
Yeah. At the top of a cliff?
Yeah.
What does Screech do?
I want to start at the, because there's always a leader, right? There's one that like is there to distract you. So the other.
Roll nature.
For what? Oh, to determine the leader?
Michael, he was pretty clear in how all raptors are. I heard
it. It's just the one in the middle.
The tip of the spear, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is so stupid. I rolled a 10.
That's worse than 11. You're fucked. 3 more raptors are going to show up.
You're pretty sure the one in the middle is the leader.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to go for that one, actually. I was going to make it look like I was going for the leader, and then I was going to go for one of the other ones.
Okay.
So maybe now I am going for the leader. Who knows?
Just to not be owned, hit all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go for the one on the right. Stage right. Does a 14 hit?
Jesus Christ, with your 14s. No, it doesn't.
These things suck. I hate this. Does a 9 hit?
What are you? Do you not have your stuff equipped? What's happening?
I didn't know you could roll a 9. That's so cool.
Have y'all ever rolled a 2 on a d20? It doesn't feel good. All right. Well. I'm gonna cut my losses this turn.
That's fair.
Screech shits his pants and then falls.
It's just a 9, man. It's not that bad, buddy. Don't worry about it.
9 total.
You did literally roll a 2, so I guess okay.
Screech lays down face first on the dirt.
But you rolled good the first time.
But I'm not prone.
No, he's just sad.
Yeah. Wait, didn't you hit him once?
No.
No.
Oh, 14 didn't hit?
No.
No.
What are these things?
Velociraptors.
Sorry, I rolled a 2 of my nature.
Look, I wasn't happy with the velociraptors in the book, okay?
I don't know what ACs are. They're all over the fucking place.
They're like a quarter of a CR, so. Mm.
So these are probably Utah raptors, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are big boys.
They're not orcs, they're orcs.
My orcs are different. They're gay.
They're different somehow.
So the one that you were fighting Screech was apparently distracting you.
No!
And you get pounced on by one from completely behind you.
Watch out! The girls are clever!
I'll always remember him as a hero.
With pack tactics, it rolls with advantage. Because there's 2 of them on you.
Should we leave him? We just get out of here?
I'm going to do a reaction against it.
Ooh.
I'm going to try to silvery barbs it and distract it and start singing a song. The only song I can sing right now that I can think of is the song from Anastasia. dancing bears, painted wings, things I almost remember, and a song that someone sings once upon a December. And I try to distract him.
Chuck sees you do that. Can I get advantage?
I can only... yes, whenever you get attacked.
I think you give advantage to somebody else.
Oh, yes. I was gonna...
Shooter!
Yes, yeah, I'll give it to you. Yeah, I was just gonna give it to Screech.
Thank you. So Michael has to re-roll the attack.
What?
Yeah, because he sucks.
Yeah, and you have to use the lower.
Now, if I had advantage, would I re-roll with advantage again?
No, I think you just roll one.
Silvery Barbs is weird because it has nothing to do with advantage or disadvantage.
But I rolled worse.
That's good.
That's good.
Not for me.
For us.
That's good for us, Michael.
That's like a Bachman roll. I got 9.
That doesn't hit, you idiot.
You're literally just like Bachman. It's embarrassing. You want to be him so bad? It's embarrassing.
But then it makes a second attack.
Oh, fuck!
Whoa, is this freaking tail or something?
God damn it.
God damn it.
Well, it's got a mouth.
Does that one have advantage?
It's got a mouth and it's got 2 claws.
Yeah.
Well, I have 4 feet. No, I don't. I have 2 feet.
I have 4 feet.
I only get to make 1 action, bitch.
So with advantage and pack tactics, that is going to be that one's going to be a 23.
You know, I've got 2 arms, but I still got to use a bonus action to use the other one. Fine. Yeah, that hits.
All right. So he missed with the bite, but he slashes you with a claw for 9 slashing damage.
Imagine only hitting me once.
And then it hits you with this other claw.
Shut up!
This is a really good roll. That is a 26.
Weirdly, that one doesn't hit.
And that's another 9 slash.
But okay, so the smell of me carrying all these feathers doesn't calm the dinosaur because it's something that it recognizes.
No, it enrages it.
Yeah, it probably works, man.
I was like, I ate shit.
Wait, I'm covered in meat and blood. You telling me these carnivores aren't afraid of me?
Wouldn't they think it's one of them?
Yeah.
It's a different animal.
Well, it's totally, I mean, it probably eats these pterodactyls.
Yeah, they're different boys.
It probably just makes them hungry.
Yeah, they're different damn boys.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Okay.
Celine or Rourke, maybe.
I'm happy to go next.
Yeah.
Question, so how close is Screech to these wretched creatures?
There are 2 of them in melee range with Screech.
With 2 in melee range.
And 1 that is not.
Kill Screech.
Well, because I'm trying to decide if I should cast Darkness there. Could I cast Darkness, like, on... Screech is like something that Screech is wearing,
yeah,
so that like there it stays. Yeah, let's do that because you can still see when I cast Darkness, right?
For 10 feet,
so you should be good. You're right up on him. Okay, then I'm gonna cast Darkness on Screech's what item?
Dick.
Huh?
Dick.
I think it needs to be like an item. So I was like, a shirt?
Yeah, an item. A dick is an item.
It's a held item.
You know what? Fair enough. He's got it equipped.
It's in his backpack.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah, so I cast Darkness on Scrooge's shirt. So basically, yeah, it's a 15-foot radius sphere of darkness. And I'm going to cast Lightning Bolt. So if I can run around and angle myself to hit 2 of these guys and not hit Screech, is that possible?
Well, but he's in darkness, right?
He just got you there.
But the dinosaurs aren't in dark.
Yes, they are. At least 2 of them are. We don't.
Yeah, 2 of them are.
Do it! I can take it.
Is the 3rd one in darkness?
I don't
want to
kill him.
No, only 2 are in darkness.
You can try to remember.
How much? I'm gonna try because I did just see it.
Yeah,
I know where he is.
Yeah,
yeah, and then it's on Michael.
I don't know if that means I like need to roll disadvantage or something. Well, actually, I don't roll. I don't roll, so it doesn't matter. I'm gonna try to remember where they are.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm gonna try. All right, I'm gonna cast Lightning Bolt.
So they have to make a dex
saving throw.
Oofda. 10 for the first one.
Oh, that guy sucks.
Yikes.
All right. Now for the second one. That's where it gets weird. Let's say that it will just have to do its normal.
Yeah, I do have a thing, though, for sure, actually. Let me double check something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Eyes of the Dark. I have dark vision out to 120 feet. You learn the darkness spell and can cast it with a spell slot or by spending two sorcery. You can see through the darkness created by the spell.
There we go.
It casts a sorcery points, which I...
Which you didn't, technically, legally.
Which I legally didn't do in this situation.
You fucked the stack up.
I fucked the stack up.
You can ask
so her. So I'm okay with it either way.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, up to you.
All right, yeah.
Michael, she fucked the stack up.
If this I did was fuck the stack up.
No, let's do it.
Yeah, I did.
That's interesting. That's cool.
Can I roll again?
I mean...
What do you mean?
Because you rolled low?
I rolled.
You rolled too low?
No, you can't roll. Because you rolled low, you can't roll again. If you rolled high, you have to take the lower one. That's what we decided just now as a family, the three of us.
I fucking rolled a two. So you both of them take full lightning bolts in the face. And because you can see, I won't even make you do a thing with screech.
All right. So let me roll.
How big is the darkness sphere?
30 feet wide.
So I'm just going to see lightning just like come out of nowhere.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
That's a 32 lightning damage to those velociraptors.
Damn.
Jesus, watch out. I'm in here.
Sorry, Screech.
How did the raptors get up here?
They probably ran up the side like the Roadrunner.
Shut up, bro. These two raptors rolled a 21.
They have they're like tucked their own ropes in their pocket.
Yeah, they're climbing with arms.
Yeah, wait. Where are we?
There are so many. When you guys climb down, you're going to find so many dead raptors at the bottom. You're all trying to get up at
you. There's only three that made it up.
I guess there's more jungle past us. On the opposite side of the cliff. But you're saying that we are in a complete...
That wasn't how it was described at one point.
We're in like the safest place we've ever been in the campaign. And then three raptors showed up. That's sick. Good for them.
The raptors all stacked on top of each other. And the whole stack was like, whoa.
Okay, whatever. It happens.
Rourke, it is your turn. There's one velociraptor that is... Got lots of sparks and stuff coming off of it because it just got electrocuted. And then there's a big 30-foot blob of darkness where you suspect there's another velociraptor.
Wait, are you saying that she hit one of the blobbed and one on the outside?
Yes, that is what I'm saying.
That's fucking crazy. Instead of just the two that are right there.
Right, because at one point we didn't know that she could see in there.
That's so true.
So.
Yeah.
Ish.
I don't care as long as I hit two of them.
You hit two of them.
Hey, man, I love it.
I don't care which two it is. I just wanted to hit more than one.
I don't. The geometry is very confusing.
Because it just feels like a waste to only hit one with a lightning
That's
ball
so true.
When you can hit more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they were alive, I could hit all three of them.
Yeah, hit all three of them. That's
it's kind of hard to make that
I would
happen.
Hit Screech. That's four. That's
well, I think the weird thing is that there's a raptor in front of me and one directly behind me. So for you to hit the two in the sphere,
you
have to go through me.
That's fair.
It'd be kind of... Getting shocked as well in the darkness.
That is why what I said isn't dumb. Because she would have to get one outside the blob.
Yeah, to not...
To angle it so not to blast you.
Shocked,
well,
Screech.
They got long tails. They're everywhere to me, baby.
Michael, is there anything dead next to us?
There's the thing from yesterday, the giant dead corpse from yesterday.
Okay, I want to cast Animate Dead on it. And then on my turn, damn. I can make it do stuff.
So it just becomes a zombie or becomes...
Oh, wait a minute. No, this thing eats people. There are adventurers down here. Michael, can I make a perception roll to see if there are any humanoid adventurer's bones in the nest with us?
Yes.
I think, this is, they're not hidden, right? So
that's true. Yeah, like they're around.
So yeah, you see a pile of bones and sinew and whatnot.
Okay. Well, yeah, I want to make one then. And I want to make a zombie if I can.
Yeah, let's say it was in the guts. Let's say it was in the guts of the big monster.
Does that mean it's going to like bust out of its body?
That would be really cool because then it would like be able to do things next turn. And I think that's whenever I can use it.
Yeah, were there stuff also in the nest? I forget. That was like 4 months ago.
Lord have mercy, it's about to bust.
All right, so it is now one of the velociraptor's turns in the blob.
Uh-huh.
The other one. The one that Screech believes to be the alpha.
The one that got away.
The one that got away. And it's going to attack Screech because
why?
Screech is near it, but it does have disadvantage.
Yeah, can it even see me? Does it even know I'm still here?
I think it just has...
It just has disadvantage, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it just has disadvantage.
Unless you get total cover, but my understanding, and it pisses me off, is that being completely blind mechanically is only disadvantage.
Anyway, three times.
But you stink. You breathe, right?
So it's like your presence is still being felt.
Does a 14 hit your armor class?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, exactly.
All right. Work on that. So it bites you, and then it tries to claw you twice. Let's see. How about a 12?
No. God, no.
All right. I rolled a 20 and a 4, so I guess I have to take the 4. So it's going to miss you that time as well, but it does bite you. It bites you.
Oh, I'll get bit.
And that's going to do 10 piercing damage.
Have we ever cared about the type of damage?
If you have a barbarian or something, you probably care a lot more, but
I feel like every now and then it makes a difference, but yeah, not much.
It should come up more.
I agree.
I agree. Unless you're the designers of the hit game Dungeons and Dragons, in which case, what the fuck were you thinking? And Descent into Avernus, Baldur's Gate, you fucking psychopath.
All right. Chuck.
What's up?
Your turn.
Oh, okay, sure. I would like to run to the one I can see. And since my beautiful daughter, who's never done anything wrong in the world,
that's right,
gave me hot vantage, I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds at 4th level. And he's going to run. His hand is getting all green and spooky necrotically. And he's like, go to piss. And he's like, I'm tired. Shut up, guys, is what he's going to say to you three.
To us?
Yeah, dick. 19.
To hit? That hits.
I'm going to do this one old school. I'm going to do this raw.
Whoa.
40 damage.
Wow!
40 necrotic damage as he jumps up.
So much.
And then down and puts it on this face, on the electric one's face. Yeah. I feel like I've so rarely hit with this.
You one hit this thing.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Oh, well, Selena hit it, so you know.
Oh, you said the one outside.
Yeah, because I can't see the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, this one's very dead.
I assume it just like explodes.
Oh, fucking Christ, work what you made me do.
It just like turns into mist.
You gave me too much juice.
What color is the mist that explodes?
And probably not how the game works, but as a bonus action, I want to grab the corpse and throw it into the blob. But not as an attack, just as a fuck you thing. And I know they can probably smell it, and it probably... There's an instinctual level, the sound of dead meat hitting of your kin behind you. As a bonus action, I don't do anything except for maybe I will. Nope. I will. I'm going to run into the where I can judge using math to be the center of the orb. Shield forward. Until I hit something, and I'm saying, Screech, if I hit you, I'm sorry, but I'm just kind of running, and I want to bump into one of these dinosaurs, but I can't see!
All right, well, roll disadvantage or whatever.
I'm just moving, but if you wanted me to roll something, I can.
Oh, no, no. Oh, you're just... I thought you were shield bashing or something.
No.
Could I be screaming this whole time so you could use my... I mean, I did just get bitten,
yeah.
So it's... Makes sense that I may be screaming from all these slashes and bites and stuff, and it would help.
If I say, like, Screech, I'm running straight at you, let me know if I'm about... Tell me when to stop if I'm going to hit you when I show up in front of you or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Screech, your turn.
Okay. The one in front of me, I guess, because I still believe this to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna roll a better... roll this time. Ooh, that's good. Try unnatural 20.
Nice, that hits.
Try an unnatural 10.
That misses.
Okay. All right, well, that's
good. It's less good that one.
That's okay. I still get this. I still get that 2d6. So 20 damage.
All right. It goes.
And just in case y'all thought I wouldn't do it, I'm going to action surge. The alternative is that I just forget I have it.
That's fair.
17.
To hit? Yeah, that hits.
Jesus Christ, Michael. Of course.
Michael, please be a little mature. We're trying to keep our episodes tight.
10 damage.
And that was the same one?
Yeah.
I guess the alpha.
Yeah, the alpha is...
The alpha raptor.
You hear, because you can't see, obviously.
I can see if it's within arm's reach, which it has to be because I'm attacking
you. You can't see with your eyes, though. You're, like, daredeviling it.
Yeah.
Or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
Careful.
I mean, it's blind sight, right? Anyway. You done? You look good?
Did it die?
No.
I hit it for 30.
Yeah.
How many hit points does this thing have? It's a quarter.
40. I made that very clear.
I wasn't listening.
Well, you're also wrong, so it wasn't very clear.
I was wrong. All right.
Wait, would I not get opportunity attacks because it's dark?
No. Why would you?
No. I'm saying, like, if I move.
Correct. They cannot see you, so you would not get opportunity attacks.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'll move.
But don't move too far, else they'll no longer be in the...
I'll move, like, 15 feet quietly.
Right.
So they should be right on the edge.
Just do 10, so you don't have to do math.
Yeah, do 10.
Do 9. Fuck it.
Remember when I was doing trig?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These velociraptors can clearly fly, so we don't know how high they are. True. Off the ground. We never asked.
They're hover raptors. All right, well, this one's going to try to eat Chuck in the dark blob.
That's perfect. That's why I'm here. Disadvantage. Dumb.
So disadvantaged. Does a 15 hit you?
You wish. No way. I don't know. I just feel something like bonk in my back and my screech quit.
20. And then a 12. But it does get you with its claw. 9 slashing damage.
That's so sick.
Oh, okay. Slashing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's slashing damage is the coolest damage because it gives the best scars.
It's true. Alrighty, Celine.
All right. So we have two guys left.
They're two, but they're inside of the darkness.
They're inside of the darkness,
which you can see,
which I can see. So I think that I'm going to cast one of my cantrips and twin it because it does not break my concentration for the darkness. So I think I'm going to cast Firebolt, which allows me to hit both of them. So first one, that is a 25.
That hits.
And then a 15.
That also hits.
Okay. 7 fire damage.
All right. You zap both of them. They're both still alive.
Pew, pew.
They're like, ouch.
Now I can push one of them, though, because I didn't do another thing. So I guess
you don't want to push him.
I guess I don't. Fine. I won't push him. That's it.
All right. Rourke.
You could push Rourke's zombie closer in case its walking speed isn't fast enough. Give it a little whoop, a little boost.
So say it again?
You could push Rourke's zombie skeleton just in case its walking speed.
Sure, yeah. Enough. I mean, I can do that. I can nudge it along.
Yeah, I can help it along.
All right, you deliver that zombie to the dark zone.
I feel like there's a zombie in here.
You suddenly smell something real bad, Chuck.
Sorry.
Rourke, what you doing? What you gonna do?
I say Parmesan, go attack. and I direct them to attack one of the muscle raptors. If they can bumble into it, I guess, in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
14 to hit.
Ooh. That is so close, but not quite enough. 14 misses. 15 hits?
I'll give Chuck Bardic inspiration. That is the end of my turn.
It is Chuck's turn.
What up, what up? I guess I'm just going to try to thwack it, my friend. Because if we're both blinded, then it might just be a straight roll. And, it's helpful that I say it now when it has nothing to do with it. You know what? Fuck that. I can't see him. Fuck. Yeah, I'm going to try to thwack him, Michael.
Thwack that ass.
I will. Boop, boop. That's real bad. Nothing happens. I'm here to really get hit, so I don't really care. So I guess I'm going to use a bonus action to touch myself.
Gross.
Yeah. Screech, don't look at me. Just to give myself a little health for action or comedy purposes, because I really just want to be here to get hit. So that's my turn. I guess I would try to maybe hear where Screech ran and get in the way, but besides that, yep.
This Velociraptor.
Velociraptor has got big old titties.
I like that.
It smells something funky coming its way, and it's decided to attack it multiple times.
It will be very easy.
We'll see about that. Is 11 hit?
Yes.
All right, it hits three times.
Amazing.
I see why Animate Dead is the way it is. You can't cast it in battle legally. So it's like one of those things that you prepare, right? That's why they kind of suck, because you wouldn't want to do it in battle. But
yeah, well, it's going to die anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's 10 piercing damage and 18 slashing.
Yep.
We respect our fallen soldiers.
But hey, Chuck didn't have to take those. Screech didn't have to take them.
Yeah.
That's so true.
That's right.
You gave them like whatever's the most insane form of disadvantage. Don't attack me.
Screech, it's your turn. There's two left somehow.
Oh my god. I'm going to attack the same one because it's the leader. And of course, once I kill this one, the rest are going to scatter.
Yep.
All three of them, including the dead one.
Mm-hmm. He's going to come back to life to run away.
Sorry, guys. I got to go.
Let's have 25.
That hits.
Okay.
You have an advantage on them, by the way, if you have been rolling the entire time.
13.
Misses.
No, damage, Michael. We already rolled the amount I hit.
Kills.
I was like, wait a minute, the damage can miss even if the attack hits?
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Like, sorry.
Yeah, you kill it.
And then I swing to the other one, and I make it my prey, which isn't a mechanic I have, but I still do it anyway. 17 to hit.
That hits.
9 damage.
What does it look like when it dies? You can tell because...
Yeah, I can see it. No one else can see it. You just hear...
Well, and Celine knows.
Yeah, and Celine. We're going to talk about it later, how cool it was. But I slash at the first one. And as it, you know, canonically, Beholder Doodle uses like claw weapons attached to his fist, even though they're technically short swords. But I grab a fistful of feathers as I slash it, and with one motion I whirl around and I shove those feathers into the mouth of the other raptor, and when it's like, and then you go right through the neck with the other,
ew,
with the other claw.
Gross.
Gnarly.
Damn.
Once again, blood leaking out of the darkness.
Blood leaks from the darkness for the second episode in a row.
I mean, I wish you would have told us you had blindsight sooner, because...
I told you the instant that I got it.
That's fair. Well, I don't think you said it, but you said it in a way that's like... That sounds like bullshit.
I just don't know that I connected, like, oh, I can, like, make the target be dark, mm-hmm. and it's okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. How often can you do that? Like every fight?
He loves the darkness.
He does love the darkness. He's born in it.
Yeah. I mean, she can cast that a fuck ton. And Rourke and I are like support based. So we can just like hang out as you two fucking tear ass.
It's just like the cartoon, like a dust cloud. Yeah. Like you can tell like people are being like beat up inside of it. And then yeah. It like goes down and they're just like dead bodies.
If we could figure out a way to solve the healing problem.
I know how to solve the healing problem.
All right.
I think next time we have downtime, we need to train.
We don't have a bard as a healer.
Well, we don't need a, we don't, one doesn't really need
it. We can do a little training. Retraining.
I mean, I am a healer, by the way.
Yeah.
wait, why does she need to be able to see me to heal? Because all your heals are like songs and shit, right? Don't I just have to be able to hear it?
No, my healing stuff is, I literally am just taking healing spells because I don't like bard stuff.
So. All right.
All righty. Well, gang, I think based on how much we've recorded, I think we're stopping.
Yeah.
We've won. We've beaten the raptors.
Yay.
Three fewer dead fucks in the world, or raptor fuckers. Wait,
and
what?
We still got our eggs.
Are we doing another long rest and just ending up fighting three more raptors next?
Might as well, right? That wasn't that hard, so we just farm him.
It's true.
It's true.
So true.
Just keep staying up here, yeah.
Let's just, we'll fade out as you all climb down the mountain with the rope, and we don't even, we'll want
to. What?
Boo! We won't
have to deal with the rope. I was like, we cannot get into this again.
Oh, man. I hate you. Yeah, that's fair. I just don't think the rope would be as good going down, you know? I don't know if that would work. It would be so much scarier, I'll tell you that.
Wait, can't we just use the, we have the invisible rod thing, don't we? No, we don't. That was last game. We don't have an movable rod.
That was 3 years ago.
Never mind.
There is a portable hole, though, waiting for you if you can succeed in this mission.
Yeah, if we time our jump right, and if we can also jump 18 miles, we'll just land in the hole.
I clicked a button this episode that I don't usually click and realized I've got stuff in my inventory that I totally forgot about. So,
yeah, they changed the inventories. They had like, again, this is like 3 years ago, but I didn't see it. They of like adding like a backpack slot and shit like that. So there's all the time I'm like, I don't know what I have. There's too many. I collapsed a inventory tab 2 years ago.
What the frig's in here?
What the fuck? I have candles? Thank you so much for coming to twitch.tv/geeklyinc, where we stream every single Tuesday at around 8:45 p.m. EST. We have so much fun together, and we like to kill dinosaurs that have no feathers. Or we're exterminating all dinosaurs that do have feathers. Take your pick. We also give away Die Hard Dice. Go to dieharddice.com. Nope. Yes. Enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. You'll get 15% off. That's nice. And we get a little kissy. That's even better. Hashtag ad. But if you're in the chat, hashtag dice to get your free dice, aka a gift card.
Love it.
Congratulations to Chibi Skeptic. You have won the beautiful dice.
Yay.
And you're the stinkiest boy.
The stinkiest boy. We're like, like Chibi Septic.
Ew. You fucking stank. Get out of here. You stink.
P.U.
P.U. And here's your crown. It's a real crown. It's not like a joke crown made out of like tin cans. No, it's gold. It's nice.
D-Vernji says, congratulations on being the stinky.
Oh, and they don't have it blocked for, so I could send them the message and everything. Didn't even have to force them to follow me. Damn.
What a happy day.
Fuck.
You could have got an extra follower if they didn't.
You should, though, make them.
This is so crazy.
Don't give them the code till they follow you.
Yeah.
That's too late.
You guys are so crazy.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on twitter.com/geeklyinc or D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram @greetingsadventurers. I'm @thriftynerd.
I'm @TimLanning.
I'm @JenniferCheek.
I'm @Nika_Howard.
I'm @TheMikeBachman.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Ricola.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.